Hello. Tonight's topic is, should you return to an ex? Before we dive into this question and break it apart, let me ask you this question. How or when did you discover the red capsule? The manosphere, or decided to go your own direction? For me, what led me to all of the above was blunt force trauma, inflicted over and over by women. You see, women break you down mentally, not physically. I talked about this in my video, Shaming Language. Any man that has been married and went through divorce likely knows what I am talking about. A woman's true character is shown during divorce. All of the women I was with after my divorce ended up being the same way. I started seeking answers. Things didn't add up. Eventually, after days, weeks, and months of absorbing content, I came to a fork in the road. That road was choosing to be offensive or defensive. I chose to protect myself and went the defensive path. The other path is more risky. I have dealt with women enough to know I didn't want to deal with them anymore. The pickup artists and some of red-capsuled men believe they can control a woman through holding masculine frame and being alpha. Many of the guys going their own direction believe 95% of the same things, but the difference is they have realized it's impossible to control a woman today. I also believe that the men that still interact with these women have not been burned badly enough. One bad divorce or false accusation could quickly change their tune. I will not knock them for trying, I just know what is best for me. I completely checked out of pursuing long-term dating or marriage. Hell, I've basically checked out of short-term dating as well. It's exhausting and pointless in my opinion. If everything was perfect and the divorce rate was zero, the men going their own direction wouldn't exist. The guys going their direction was the only sane option in the world we live in today. I had to lay that foundation to answer the question, should you return to an ex? The answer is no. You should never, ever, return to an ex and never let them return to you. Remember that many men enter this realm through trauma. If you are a man that is just stumbling upon this realm, then sit back and listen to the reasons why you should never get back with an ex. First, let me tell that if it was recent or you were together for a significant amount of time, it will take time to heal from the damage you have received mentally. Additionally, if it is very recent, then you are suffering from withdrawal. You are feeling the same effects of someone addicted to drugs and quitting cold turkey. Your body goes into shock and panic and desperation. This is natural, it will pass in time. When you are no longer with your ex-partner, you suffer from not having the constant and abundant supply of oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin. The tap that was free-flowing has been shut off. You may have trouble sleeping, you may have loss of appetite, and you may be in a depressed dark state. 80% of marriages are ended by the woman. If the woman is college-educated, that number jumps to 90%. It is more rare that men were the ones who ended it. When my last ex-girlfriend ended it with me, I didn't eat food for 4 days. I lost 15 pounds. I had trouble sleeping. I did not have rational thought. It took me an entire year to be fully functional and normal again. Now, 3 years later, I am not only surviving, I am thriving. I am not saying this to sound boastful. I am telling you this so you will understand that it will not be an instant fix to get over your ex. Yes, some men can get over a partner in a week. Everyone is different, and how they handle things are different. You may be seeing things through rose-tinted glasses. People tend to remember the positive things and forget the negative things. After each partner, I wrote down all the terrible things they did, the traits I didn't like, things that I hated, etc. If I started to have positive memories, I would read those notes and I would start to think rationally again, why the hell would I want to get back with this evil witch? This woman that was with you cast you aside like you were trash. This woman left you for dead and gave no care about you, your feelings, or what you wanted. They thought the grass would be greener and monkey branch to someone else. They thought they would be better off with someone else. You need to block them every way possible. Never allow them a chance to return. They made that decision and now they will have to live with it. Every single partner I have ever been with has returned in one way or another. Even if it was just to check in on me, to see if I was doing better without them. Do not give them any opening to ever return again. What often happens is the woman gets with a new partner. Everything is new and exciting. It's fresh. This is known as the honeymoon phase, over time that luster fades. She will start to see flaws and things she doesn't like in the new partner. Modern-day women can never be satisfied. Eventually, history will repeat itself. She will destroy everything once again. She will be all alone and lonely. She will remember you and say to herself, "Hey, I am going to go see if he wants to get back with me." If you didn't do what I suggested, they will try to return. If you never recovered and moved on, in a vulnerable state, you may be open to accepting them back. Part of closing the door and blocking them is to allow yourself to heal and move on. I once had an ex-girlfriend that messaged me every single month. I realized she did this to toy with my emotions and give me false hopes. She wanted to keep me around, knowing I would be a backup option. She probably was having doubts about the new partner and wanted to feel good knowing she had someone waiting in the wings, should it fail with the new partner. By doing this, it prevented me from healing. She was a very sinister woman. When she was 16 years old, she lit a school on fire and burned it to the ground. She told me she was never caught. I have many other stories about her. Yes, she was a crazy Australian redhead. You should not take back an ex, because it didn't work out the first time. It will not work out the second time. Additionally, they didn't stick around the first time to try and work things out. They jumped ship and jumped in bed with a new man or several new men. You don't want leftovers or sloppy seconds. You are not a second place finisher. You are the winner, and don't lower yourself. Never let her have leverage over you. I did an episode on females' dating options. It is very easy to jump to a new partner. It is very easy for them. If it was very difficult for them, they may consider sticking around. Smart men have wised up and know the odds are stacked against them. They have completely withdrew. Some men who are new to this content will take time to understand it all. Keep absorbing it. Eventually, you will get to the point, you don't even think about your ex, you don't want your ex, and you don't even want a new partner. You may only be wanting your ex back because you are lonely. Work on your weaknesses if you have them. If you struggle being alone, then you may be codependent. I will add codependency to my list of episodes to cover. Perhaps you would do well going monk mode for a while, do not even think about dating for a while, or get a dog to keep you company. You don't need a woman. They are good for bedroom fun, but that's it. That's all modern-day women have to offer. They have a very high chance of infecting you with incurable diseases and infections. You don't know that your ex-partner is even clean if she were to return to you. Like I said, once they abandon you, let them go. She can go infect other simps. Ask yourself why. Why do you want your ex back? Give it serious thought, and you may come to realize that you are better off without them. Almost every answer that you can give me, I likely can give you a counter-argument as to why you shouldn't take your ex-partner back. But again, if you are not healed and are in a vulnerable state, then you can easily be swayed by your emotions. You must destroy the blue-capsuled man that you are. Once you fully engulf the red capsule, you will understand females' nature. You will know that it is best to avoid them. The predicament you are in now is the result of you getting wrapped up with a woman. Had you never interacted with women, you never would have been in this situation in the first place. I don't want to be harsh on you, but listen to me and other men. Some men have lost everything. My divorce, I was very lucky, I received minimal damage. I got engaged later on, but broke it off. I had a few ex-girlfriends as well. I wasted thousands of dollars and days that I can never get back. You don't want your ex back. Focus on yourself, give it a try for a while. You might become addicted to the results of not having a woman in your life. This topic is only one piece of the puzzle. You must combine every piece of the puzzle. Then you will be able to see everything together. Some women, when they leave you, they will try to act nice and innocent. They will say things like, "Sorry it didn't work out, but we can still be friends." Do not accept that offer. You never wanted to be friends. This woman was your girl. Now she's going to destroy another man's life. Let her go. You don't want friendship. Don't lower your standards. Cut her off cold and do not communicate at all. This is very difficult for some men. I even struggled cutting all communication off, but it's the best way. Also, don't stalk your ex in person or on social media. These crazy Karens have no issues pulling a restraining order against you. They love to play the victim. And if you chase after her, it just makes her feel like she made the right decision throwing you away, because she feels she can find better. I know how tempting it is. That's why it's so critical to cut them out completely. If you try to keep tabs on her, it may inflict even more damage on you. You don't want to see pictures of your ex with a new partner. You don't know, the new partner might be a jealous psychopath. They may both try to take you out permanently. You don't want to end up at the bottom of a lake. Most cases where someone ends someone else are caused by someone that they knew. Sure, strangers offing strangers happens. But it is very common that people want revenge or other motives. I am being overly dramatic, but it does happen. You want a life of peace, quiet, and freedom. You don't want chaos. Don't worry, you will get the last laugh. In closing, if your ex did return, it likely would be even worse than the first time. She left you and returned older, with more wrinkles, more baggage, more damage, etc. You don't want to be the cleanup man. Let them go. Karma is awesome because in time, your life will take off and hers will plummet. Men age like wine and women age like milk. Once she struggles to find new partners, she will always remember that you were the one that got away. She screwed up, she must live with that mistake for all eternity. I know this information is pretty raw, but I have no other way to put it. I am not telling you what you want to hear. I am telling you what you need to hear. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
Better are the strangers, believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger, your heart is bound to break. I walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon, loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite, I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf. I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a lone wolf, I'm a creeping through the shadows.